Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves and provides strategies and solutions for your biggest financial challenges.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you. Thank you very much and welcome to the Ray Program. We're starting it up today. 844-RAY-SHOW is the number. Lots of questions on a topic that we covered last week on real estate in your IRA and other alternative strategies. Maybe I'll get a chance to get into that today. But we're going to start with this whole myth of beating the market. Also, Wall Street analysts giving investors exactly what they want. That's a big story by Matt Levine in the Wall Street Journal a day or two ago. So sit back, folks. Relax. It's going to be a fantabulous show. Let's first say hi to Jim Stewart once again. Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Doing great. I was doing some reading over the weekend about robo-investing. And
yeah, we talked about that. We had an interesting show on that last week.
And the interesting thing is that I went through all the questionnaires that E-Trade uses, and they came up with a portfolio exactly what you recommend.
And that's something, yeah. So maybe I should go into the robot dance for you. Yeah, of course. 844-RAY. You guys don't laugh at my dancing, all right? I can sing a little bit. I can play a little bit, but I cannot dance. That's just one of the things that just doesn't work for me. Although I do enjoy line dancing, if you can believe that. 844-729. Thank you. 844-729-7469. If you'd like to jump on the Ray train today and talk with us, the myth of beating the market. You know, we've talked about this a lot because y'all are chasing returns. You know that. Don't tell me you don't chase returns. You do. You go online, you take a look at a mutual fund, or the classic example is the 401k investor. You know, the novice employee, and once a year the performance comes out of the different 401k, and you've got 400 choices. So just tell me I'm off the mark here, okay? Just tell me I'm off the mark. What do you do when you're going about checking out mutual funds in your 401k to invest in? Oh, you look at the performance, the past performance. Of course you do. So you chase performance. Now, others might say, well, but my advisor will find mutual funds for me. I've got a young man, as you know, who I mentor who's in the 401k business. And, you know, if he asked me, he hasn't, but if he asked me how he should go about finding the mutual funds to recommend, I would say don't. Don't. Because the first thing you're going to do is look at performance. Because that's what the investors want you to do. They want you to show them who's going to perform best in the future. Now, if we're honest, and I gave a talk the other day, and somebody said, yeah, I'm a pretty honest guy. And I said, nah, it's not a good answer. I mean, you either are or you aren't. You either are pregnant or you are not pregnant. You're either honest or you're dishonest. There's really no in-between, is there? I don't know. It was a church discussion, yeah. So I had to kind of, you know, because most of us, if truth were known, we are kind of pretty honest, you know, and we'll leave it there. In either event, Dalbar, whom we've talked about many times in this program, has been studying investor performance and investor behavior, or manager performance and investor behavior, since 1976. And they have provided us clear-cut evidence that investors typically behave in ways that run counter to their best interests. They've also found, and another study, which I'll get to in a moment, found that advisors do the same thing. Advisors running counter to what's in one's best interest. And I'm not talking about fiduciary and all that stuff. Trump's going to probably put a delay on that for a while. And I think it does need a delay. I think it needs a lot more thought. But that's me. There's a whole lot of people like Elizabeth Warren who would argue that case. But then again, I'll leave that one there too. That's a whole other discussion. The results of the Dalbar study, the most recent survey, the 22nd annual quantitative analysis of investor behavior, which came out in 2016, but it ranked everything through the end of 2015, found that for the 20-year period ending on December 31, 2015, the average equity mutual fund investor's annualized return was a mere 4.67%, far less than the market performance overall. Now, that was a pretty decent 20-year period, I would say. I mean, there were a couple of pretty substantial hiccups, but you're talking about from 1996 through 2015. You remember what happened 96 through 99. I mean, it was like unprecedented 3 years. That was back in December of 96. That's when Alan Greenspan said the market was irrationally exuberant. Remember that? And it took, you know, 2 whole years for his words to come to fruition. In contrast, they go on here, the Standard & Poor's 500 Index, which is the benchmark return for the whole stock market, we've talked about it a million times, produced a 20-year annualized return of 8.19%. So the market, if you did nothing, earned 8.19% during that 20-year period, and you earned 4.67%. So you underperformed by 3.5-4% per year compounded for 20 years. And by the way, that was one of the better 20-year periods. Sometimes you'll see the market did 10.9 and you did 3.9. And I say you euphemistically, it's not you specifically, although it probably is. It's you, the world of do-it-yourself investors. Now, it is also worth keeping in mind, as I said, that some behavioral studies have found that advisor behavior is quite similar to that of investors. Now, having been an advisor, I can think of a lot of different reasons why an advisor would do that. Sometimes the client, the customer who's paying you, dictate a lot of your behavior. Even though you hate to admit that, it's true. It is true. When I start talking about analysts, maybe I'll get a chance to do that sometime today, if not in the next couple of days. But when you start talking about what happens with analysts, it is crystal clear that their buy recommendations are influenced by their pay. It is. It's crystal clear. How come there's only like 6% of the analysts issue sell ratings? How can that be? Oh, well, you know, only 6% think the stock market is, or any particular stock is a sell. Are they all buy or holds? What is a hold, by the way? A hold means I really don't know what to recommend here, right? It's a lot easier to say hold than it is to say sell. But it's easy to say buy if someone's feathering your nest to say it. That's a whole other discussion. A 2012 paper by the National Bureau of Economic Research found that, like investors, advisors frequently chase performance rather than creating a disciplined asset allocation. The NBER study suggested that the market for financial advice does not serve to de-bias clients, but in fact exaggerates bias that are in the advisor's financial interest while leaning against those that do not generate fees. Authors Sendhil Mulanathan of Harvard and Marcus Noethoff of the University of Hamburg and Antoinette Shore of MIT. Okay, that's some pretty good research. Pretty good research. Now, to their credit, advisors do a lot of other things that really will help you increase your return, but a lot of it has to do with managing your behavior, not necessarily managing their own, because it's human nature. It is human nature to look at the performance of the mutual fund and or money managers of the past and then translate that into, well, if they did it before, they're probably going to do it in the future. Not necessarily. There's maybe some correlation to that. Morningstar's looked at it with the star ratings and all that stuff. But by and large, the advisor's job is not to pick the best mutual funds, because if you're expecting he or she to do that, they will surely fail and you'll be jumping from fund to fund and from advisor to advisor. So on the rebound, we will talk about what they can do and what you can do. And then we'll get into this Wall Street analyst stuff, because if those stories have shocked you, this may shock you even more. Stick around. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Attention, Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now. 800-305-2036. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-305-2036. That's 800-305-2036. Again, 800-305-2036.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement.
Biz Talk Radio.
You know, it's interesting because so much of investing has to do with patience and not really advice. And it's sad because a lot of people put their advisors and the analysts and the mutual fund managers on a pedestal thinking they have access to information that is not publicly available. Well, we all know that if they do and they act upon it, whether it be a recommendation or whether it be actually investing their own money, they go to prison like Martha Stewart. But Dalbar, we were talking about the Dalbar quantitative analysis of investor behavior study from last year, and it determined that the 20-year performance for investors was significantly worse than the 20-year performance of the market as a whole. And the reason is obvious: investor behavior. Somebody that just closed their eyes and bought the market and didn't do anything made, 8-9%, but the average investor can't keep the powder dry. And then we're finding out with another study, the National Bureau of Economic Research, that is also true for the advisors. Whether you have an advisor helping you make decisions with funds in your 401k, it's only human nature to take a look at the performance of those funds. And it's just not been found to be a good indicator of future results. And my own experience with that, Jim and I were talking about my own experience being in the money management business, is evaluating money managers. And of course, how could you not be influenced by their past performance or their management style? And I recall hiring a money manager to run some funds, and it was not, a small amount of money. It was in the tens of millions, if not over $100 million at one point. And his technique was actually pretty simple, and it made sense to me. He would look at what the insiders, that is to say, those that were the chief financial officers and the president of the company and so forth, were buying. Now, that's public information, and they are the people that are theoretically in the know of how their company is doing, although they're still not allowed to make that investment based on some kind of insider information. But you have a pretty good idea, if you're the chief financial officer, how you feel about investing in your company versus investing somewhere else. And so this fellow, he was religiously looking at what the insiders were buying, and that was giving him a flavor for which companies to buy. And when I listened to him, he sounded brilliant. And he was brilliant, or is, I should say. I don't want to say was, he didn't die. And for many years, he beat the market, beat the pants off the market, did outstandingly well. And I went up and met with his staff, and I'm really jazzed to beat the band because this guy had such a track record. What happened? For whatever reason, that 2008 thing, boom, everybody got killed, and he got killed just like everyone else. So even the insiders theoretically didn't know that they shouldn't be buying their own stock. So, you know, personal experience, reading, evaluating, studying, you determine that nobody's got a patent on this stuff, man. Nobody has got a patent. I've talked about Bill Miller before. Bill Miller, one of the great money managers of all time. The guy is a confirmed genius in my mind. And yet, after beating the market for 15 years in a row, all of those people that jumped on his bandwagon late in the game got destroyed. I mean, the guy went from best to worst almost overnight. And then all of those people that got destroyed, who lost faith in him, yanked their money out, and what did he do? He went back to best. Now, I'm using best and worst. You understand what I'm saying. I'm saying it's the absolute best or the absolute worst, but way over performance to way under performance to way over performance or to over performance again. So he didn't wake up and take a stupid pill. It's just his style of investing went out of favor for a while. So as I said, Dalbar compared investors who went solo with those who consulted financial advisors. Here's what the research found. Investors lack patience and try to time the market. Rather than buy and hold, they follow a buy and hold strategy, exiting a fund, stock or bond, when they think they can find better returns in a different fund, stock or bond. The average investor switches out of investments about after 4 years. That is short-term thinking, and it doesn't pay off. It's actually better than some of the studies I've seen in the past, where it's been like 2 years. Maybe investors are just becoming more patient. Or because the market's gone nothing but straight up, they've enjoyed really good returns. So why would you switch when the market's gone up for 8 years? I get that. When it comes to buying low and selling high, investors have historically failed. They simply can't help it. From a behavioral point of view, people are, quote, loss averse. During the past two major market downturns, 2000 through 03 and 07 through 09, investment in money market funds, considered to be a safe harbor, soared. This is not just a problem for the do-it-yourself crowd. How many advisors have boasted that they got their clients out of the market as it crashed? You know your advisor told you that. Well, the one that's soliciting for your business, okay? Because your advisor didn't. But if they're soliciting for your business, they did. You know what I'm talking about here. A lot of this is BS. But this habit of selling during market drops has historically resulted in significantly lower returns for the simple reason that investors tend to be slow to reinvest. Remember, we talked about this the other day. If, in fact, your advisor did, and wasn't lying to you, did get his clients out of the market in 2007, October, or whenever it was that the market started heading south, the next question is, when did you get them back in? They may still be sitting on the sidelines for all you know. It's rare. It's very, very rare that market timing works because you have to make two, not one, timing decision. And many times the market snaps back 6-8 months later and you're sitting on the sidelines thinking, well, it's come back 70%. I better stay out and wait for the next dip. And it goes up another 70%. Then you're hearing stories of the market's really frothy. I'm going to stay out. And then it goes up another 70%. Now you're up 200%. And you say, no, the market's already going to crash because Harry Dent says the Dow's going to 3,000. You see what I'm saying? You can't control your own behavior. So what the Dalbar study makes clear is that investors can be their own worst enemies if advisors let them give in to their instincts rather than take a disciplined approach. The problem is that advisors, being human, often act on the same instincts. So I want you to have a real heart-to-heart with your advisor and make sure that your advisor isn't just recommending stuff because it'll make you feel better and keep them getting the fees from you. They need to act on their own education. Okay, we'll be back, and I'll tell you about analysts in a minute. That's the
heart of San Diego. Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio.
You know, it could be that you are able to time the market right, pick great stocks, and live happily ever after, or perhaps your financial advisor can, but the odds are just stacked against it, and one study after the next says so. So maybe you're the anomaly, maybe your advisor is the anomaly. There's a place for advice in a portfolio, but trying to time the market in and out, let me ask a trader, a former trader, Mr. Jim Stewart. So you're not trading anymore. Why aren't you?
That's exactly what my history. Here I was just doing all the research. I'm timing it. I've got four computer monitors going at one time. I'm looking at everything, and I'm trading in and out. And my wife, on the other hand, is going in and picking stocks that she thinks are just very fundamental. They have a long-term history. She kind of likes their story and buys them. And she is getting four times the return I'm getting.
Yeah. So now your wife is your financial advisor.
Yeah. She didn't even want to know what was happening. Don't tell me where.
But she was just buying and holding. She's not even looking at it.
She doesn't want to look at it. I'm holding this until I need it in old age.
So, I mean, that's kind of the Buffett model. I mean, Buffett buys stock, does his homework, and he finds stocks and stories that he likes and hangs on to them for a good long time. Now, money managers that run mutual funds, they might apply a little more fundamental analysis to something like that. But it's really kind of a fool's game because, I mean, Jim Stewart's a smart guy. I mean, the guy's got, I don't know what his IQ is, but it's in the genius level, right? So if there's a, what are you guys laughing at? How do you know that's not true?
I believe it.
Okay. there are a lot of really, really smart people that get this wrong. So anyway, Matt Levine, wrote about this. Wrote Bloomberg, the Wall Street Journal, Think Advisor. Wall Street analysts give investors what they want. And he went through and he did a lot of homework on this. I'll sort of give you my Reader's Digest version. He writes this. David Strasser, a former retail analyst at Janney Montgomery Scott, which I know a little bit about because I used to work with the parent company of Janney Montgomery Scott and sat on their board for a very short time, of their equity services. And I've got some stories that I can tell you about, including stories about our own president of the United States. Remind me to talk about that sometime. Anyway, it's not bad. It's just a, you know, interesting factoid. Here's what this David Strasser, formerly from Janney Montgomery Scott, said. Quote, I wanted to be valued for my analytical abilities, but arranging meetings became such a critical part of the job, adding that he was sometimes asked to sit outside the room so investors could ask questions without him. In other words, he was a chauffeur. He wanted, I mean, his investors wanted him out of the room so that the others, people, the mutual fund managers or whomever, could ask whatever questions they wanted to of the company. But now he knows better, it goes on. The evidence is overwhelming. Many securities firms tally the number of times their analysts take company executives on road trips to meet clients and use that number to help decide the analyst's annual bonuses. Come on. Seriously? You're going to take, you know, some, you know, chief financial officer or the president of some company on a road trip? Oh, my goodness. At some firms, as much as one-third of analysts' yearly pay can be tied to corporate access. Wow. Now, to be fair, he says that leaves two-thirds. Analysts aren't just schedulers. They do analyze. They go to meetings themselves, usually, and listen to what the managers say and then try to find useful insights for their readers. They put together financial models and project companies' earnings and stock prices. And yes, they put out buy and hold and rarely sell ratings. And that stuff can be useful to investor clients. A clever insight from an analyst can give a client a good trade idea. An industry background piece from an analyst can help a client get up to speed on a new sector. An analyst model can help the client think about how the company makes its money. There's a lot of potential value there beyond just scheduling. Whew, that's good news. He goes on, but there's also just the dumb, simple, narrow question of which is more important, the corporate access or the buy, sell, hold recommendation. And on that question, there is just no doubt. Clients want access and are willing to sacrifice buy, sell, hold accuracy to get it. Now, remember, the client is the company. The company wants to be able to make their company look good. It doesn't look good if the analyst puts a sell rating out. And if they do, the company might just say, no longer are we going to let you cover our firm, or at least give you the information and access that you need, or pay you is really what it comes down to. Analyst relationships with company executives, including the ability to line up private meetings for investor clients, have become an increasingly vital revenue source. Yeah, we'll set up this workshop with, you know, Merrill Lynch advisors or whatever, and you can go out there and really do your dog and pony. I'll leave the room because, you know, in my heart of hearts, I think you're a sell recommendation, but I'm not going to say that. And that is increasing, it goes on, the pressure for analysts to be bullish on the publicly traded companies they follow. This makes sense, he states. The investors are in the business of making investment decisions. They want information. Management meetings and analysts' research, well, that will help them make those decisions. They don't particularly want someone else to make the investment decisions for them. If you run a big mutual fund, your job is to decide which stocks to buy. You might use a research analyst for background or insight or management meetings, but you're not going to buy because she says buy. And investors do have to sacrifice some buy, sell, hold accuracy for the access, because some companies will explicitly refuse to do client meetings with research analysts who have sell ratings on their stocks. Oh my goodness gracious. Did this really happen? Does this really happen in real life? And all of these investors are making decisions based on what many of these analysts are saying, and some of them are kind of sort of on the take? Ugh. Quote, it's a decision I have to make on my sell-rated stocks, whether I will forego the opportunity for corporate access, which clients will explicitly pay for, says Laura Champagne, a retail analyst at Roe Equity Research. Some previous bosses at other firms told her to just drop coverage instead of putting out sell ratings. While declining to comment, that's what she said, while declining to comment on where it happened. Finally, notice that the analysts don't really have to sacrifice anything else. They can still write insightful industry background pieces and have thoughtful conversations with clients about a company's future and summarize their takeaways from management conversations. They can even write negative reports. Really? They just have to slap the word buy on top. And so just 6% of the roughly 11,000 recommendations on stocks in the Standard & Poor's 500 Index are sell or equivalent ratings. Doesn't that pretty much say it all? For the do-it-yourself investor, you go online, like Jim Stewart used to. You go online, you're looking at what every one of these really smart dudes, and these are some very, very smart people, are saying about a stock. I mean, the smartest guy that I know is Jim Cramer. I mean, the guy, there is no question that he's brilliant. He absolutely, and what comes out of his mouth is astonishes me. It's so brilliant about this company and that company. He can quote chapter and verse, and then he spends all day long talking to the people in the know. I mean, nobody has better access than him. He's got a TV show. Hey, come on my show. I'll interview you, blah, 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 blah. Yet, at CXO Advisory, they quit doing this because it was true across the board that the analysts were only right 46% of the time on average, including Cramer and many others. There were a couple that were right 60% of the time, maybe not consistently. But that's just not good enough. That's not good enough. I mean, a coin flip is as good as an analyst's recommendation? And you're going to create your stock portfolio around that? Worse yet, your advisor will do the same? This is why, for years and years and years, we have talked about how strategy is so much more important than stock picking or mutual fund picking, or trying to foretell the future. And now you've got the proverbial rest of the story.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. This good economic news presents a unique financial opportunity for you. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how much we can lower your mortgage payment. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back, folks. This is the Ray Lucia Show. If you want to email me, by the way, you can go to raylucia.com, R-A-Y-L-U-C-I-A.com. I had a bunch come in over this past weekend. I'll try to get to them in the next several days. There are a lot. So just go to raylucia.com and be patient, R-A-Y-L-U-C-I-A.com, and click on the Ask Ray button. All right, boys, let's hit it. This first question is a really excellent one, and I'm going to get in trouble with some of my other fellow talk show hosts that are so opposed to debt that it, you know, it drives people crazy when I say it's okay to borrow money. And when I say it's okay for Gary here to borrow money, they may go into a catatonic fit. Gary asks this question of me after complimenting me on the show. Thank you, Gary, for the compliment. Does it make sense, he asks, to borrow money to fund an IRA if the tax deduction and earnings offset the borrowing costs? Okay, now first, why is it that other advisors and talk show hosts and pundits freak out about this? Well, they have good reason to freak out about this. Borrowing money for any reason can be dangerous if you're a moron and you don't know that borrowing money that you don't pay back can cost you a ton. Okay? So let's just get that out. I am not for borrowing money if you don't have the financial smarts and the financial discipline to pay it back. Okay, that's number one. Number two, borrowing money at excessive interest rates almost never makes sense. Because borrowing money on a personal loan or even a 401k loan does not give you tax deductible interest like a mortgage. So it's costing you 100 cents on the dollar. So if you borrowed money at 8% and you invested in the stock market and got 10%, one might say, wow, you made, you know, an extra 2% off of the money. Well, that's not true. Because the 8% that you're paying is after tax, and the 10% that you're making is before tax. So if you take into account having to pay ordinary income or some capital gains, or more than likely a combination of the two, to get 10% to borrow at 8 doesn't make any sense at all. Now, if you borrowed at 2 and got 10, that's a lot different. Now, let's go back to Gary's question. Does it make sense to borrow money to fund an IRA if the tax deduction and earnings offset the borrowing cost? Yes, it does. Because if you were disciplined in paying that loan off, especially over a very short time period. You don't pay it off over 30 years. But I have argued many, many times for small business owners, taking this to the context of a small business owner, that if you set up this KEO plan, 401k plan, cash balance plan, defined benefit plan, whatever it is, before the end of the year, and if you file for an extension on your income tax return, you might have until October 15th of the following year to actually fund that retirement contribution. And if you're in a super high income tax bracket, it buys you time. It might make sense to borrow money to fund a retirement plan because, let's say you're in California and you're in the 33% combined federal, you know, and state income tax bracket. The fact that you can deduct an IRA, a KEO, a cash balance, or whatever, a retirement contribution, assuming it's deductible, saves you 33 cents on the dollar. So a $6,000 contribution into an IRA saves you $2,000. So you've got $2,000 to work with. Now, does it save it forever? No, it does not. Remember, when you get a tax deduction, you save the taxes now, but you pay the taxes later. And this is where advisors, once again, get messed up because they hang on the 33% that you just, quote, made, but they don't realize that it might cost you 15% later on when you take the money out. So that's got to go into the analysis. Now, I'm taking a long time to answer this question because there's no easy answer to it. But I have made that recommendation. I would continue to make that recommendation if, in fact, you can get the loan paid off in short order. The interest rate, the borrowing rate is low like they would be today. And you factor in what your tax bracket is now and the tax credits you get today versus what your tax bracket will be later on when that money comes out of the retirement account and pay taxes later.
A crazy example of this, kind of a side story. If you ever look at a credit card statement and it says if you make the minimum payment on your debt, on your credit card, it will take 26 years and 2 months to pay off
right,
the credit card.
Exactly.
So that is how absurd it can get.
And this is serious stuff. And I don't treat this question lightly because I don't want people to go out and borrow money just for the sake of investing in a retirement account. But if done properly and judiciously, it can and has. I've seen it work. And in fact, I did it once myself, just one time, but I did it once. It was not for my 401k or IRA, but I had once upon a time, a long time ago, a defined benefit plan. And it worked beautifully, especially if you knew you were going to have the income next year to be able to pay it back, et cetera. Let's skip Ellen because it's too long of an answer and it's a very complex question. So go to Robbie. Does the $3,000 loss limit apply to ordinary income or long-term capital gains? Well, it really applies to both. Remember, you can take losses against capital gains 100%. So depending on how much in losses you have, you can always offset both short and long-term capital gains. Where the 3,000 loss limit comes into play is once you've used up all your losses against capital gains and you have no capital gains to offset, you now get to use 3,000 bucks against your ordinary income. But you can't use more than that. So once you use up the 3,000 bucks, if you still have losses, they carry forward for future years, forever until you die. Okay? So I think that's the question that Robbie was asking. I'm not 100% sure because I don't understand it, but I think we got it done. I'm out of time, folks. If you would like to email me, do so by going to raylucia.com, R-A-Y-L-U-C-I-A.com. Just simply click on the Ask Ray button. Now go out and make it a great day. God bless you all. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, taking calls from across the nation and answering questions about your biggest financial challenges. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities, brokerage, or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions at 844-RAY-SHOW or online at raylucia.com.
Biz Talk Radio,